When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert. Underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
Bump, bump. And we're joining you on the holiday, the final holiday weekend of 2018. And who could take us out better than Julie Andrews and a little bit of Dick Van Dyke? Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the year-end hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, Mary Poppins is very much in the news these days. There's the sequel, Mary Poppins Returns, which just came out for the Christmas season, which is a somewhat jolly movie on its own. We should probably talk about Mary Poppins someday soon in the future. But I thought today we'd sort of wrap a lot of different ideas around as we say farewell to 2018. Now, I'm sure listeners out there who are in the know, which is all of you, of the film Holiday Inn, written by Irving Berlin. And this was an idea that Berlin had kind of in the mid-30s, took him a while to make a movie out of it, where he would do a different song for each holiday. And we see that movie a lot in the holiday season because, of course, it has White Christmas sort of buried inside like a little chestnut roasting on an open fire. And I thought today we would look ahead to 2019 and do a song for each of the major holidays that are not written by Irving Berlin. So is that complicated enough? Could be. I think you'll find it amusing. So this is Larry Mazlon's version of Holiday Inn, Holiday Motel. Check in. The ice machine is down the corridor. Well, we are reaching out to you today on the final days of 2018. So, of course, we have to begin 2019 with it. We're getting the New Year off right with a song about the new year. And there's one classic. It's written by Frank Lesser. I love it. And I guess I have the somewhat poignant duty to assign this particular task to Nancy Wilson, who left us about a couple of weeks ago. A great, great singer. Going to devote a whole show to her next week. But here is Nancy Wilson kicking the new year off right with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?
Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. One those arms will hold you good and tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. But in case I stand one little chance,
Nancy Wilson ushering in 2019 for us. We'll do a whole show on Nancy Wilson next week. The next holiday up in the calendar would be President's Day, President's Plural Day. And, well, there aren't really any great Lincoln musicals. I guess there's a Washington-ish musical with Hamilton. But here's a way of combining them. This is from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, which was about, I don't know, a 1976 musical about the first 18 presidents. And about the White House. And Barbara Streisand actually just recorded this. Music's by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner. For her most recent album, Walls, she had the temerity to rewrite it, but as a way of showing you and sharing with you things that are new, here's Barbara Streisand doing our version of President's Day.
That is struggling to be a beacon of light shining all through the night, so bright that the whole world could see. But now there's a chill in the room, windows are starting to leak, floorboards are starting to creak, and hope may arrive, the house will survive, if only these walls could speak. You wonderful smiles that lead you astray. When someone is telling you lies, let truth lead the way. Take
Is there any other song worthy of celebrating Valentine's Day than that number from Babes in Arms, Rodgers and Hart, of course, with a fantastic rendition by Sarah Vaughan. This is our Jolly Holidays program. We're going to go through each major holiday of the calendar year in a song not written by Irving Berlin. That's the challenge today, folks. And we get to Easter. And here's also a way of looking forward back a little to 2018 and forward to 2019. There was a wonderful live television version of Jesus Christ Superstar with John Legend and Sarah Bareilles and Brandon Victor Dixon and a lot of other people. And we're going to see another one of those, I think, in February. They're going to do a live TV version of Rent. It's kind of exciting. So one of the new things we look forward to in the new year. But here is John Legend. singing, I guess, our Easter number. We're not doing Easter Parade. We're going to go into something a little more substantial and dramatic. John Legend from the television cast version this year of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this call away from me, for I don't want to taste this poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations, tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I not see the sorrow through and do the things you ask of me, let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, they'll be true, they're true. I want to know, my God. I want to know, my God. I want to see my God. Why I should die? Would I need more notice than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I have to know, my Lord. I have to know, my Lord. I'd have to see my Lord. If I die, what would be my reward? Have to know my Lord. Have to know my Lord. Why should I die? Oh, why should I die? Can you show me now that I would not be killed in vain? Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hard on why. All right, I'll die. Just watch me die. See how I just now I'm sad and tired. After all I tried for 3 years, seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it, God, thy will be done. Destroy your only son.
John Legend in Jesus Christ Superstar Resurrected live for television. I don't know of any Passover songs. The man who wrote After the Ball wrote a song called He Can Bake That Matzah Pie back in 1893. I'm not sure that's entirely appropriate. Well, next we get into April. And what is the first day of April? But April Fool's Day, of course. But we're going to play a real song by a real performer, Sammy Davis Jr., who is going to be the subject of a documentary that I wrote that's going to appear in 2019, February 19th on PBS nationally. But there's nothing foolish about Sammy Davis Jr., certainly not when he sings this great Anthony Newley, Leslie Bricus classic.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of
I
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear. Touch someone else. Heartstrings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, at a table underneath the stars, having supper in the candlelight, to the strumming of guitars. I will tell you how I passed the day, thinking only how the night would be. And I'll try to find the words to say all the things you mean to me. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come.
And that was Bob Goulet taking us to Arbor Day. Yes, you guessed it, with I Talk to the Trees from Paint Your Wagon. Well, we're looking at jolly holidays in the course of the year, or the year to come, 2019. What a better weekend to do that. And we get hop, skip, and a jump to July 4th. And you know there's really only one show that you can play for July 4th. I played it consistently on the show every July 4th weekend. Here is the film cast, which is the same as the Broadway cast, of 1776. William Daniels, Ken Howard, and Howard Da Silva, who made it into the movie. So here you go.
It's a masterpiece, I say. They will cheer every word, every letter.
I wish I felt that way.
I believe I can put it better. Now then, attend, as friend to friend, our declaration committee. For us, I see immortality
in Philadelphia City.
A farmer, a lawyer, and a sage, a bit gouty in the leg. You know, it's quite bizarre to think that here we are, playing midwives to an egg.
Egg? What egg?
America, the birth of a new nation. Only we can be sure of what kind of a bird it's going to be. Tom has a point. What sort of bird shall we choose as the symbol of our new America?
The eagle.
The dove. The turkey.
The eagle.
The dove.
The eagle.
The eagle. The turkey.
The eagle is a majestic bird.
The eagle is a scavenger, a thief, and a coward. A symbol of over 10 centuries of European mischief.
A turkey.
The turkey is the truly noble bird. Native American, source of sustenance of our original settlers, an incredibly brave fellow who will not flinch at attacking a regiment of Englishmen single-handedly. Therefore, the national bird of America is going to be...
the eagle.
The eagle.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, let alone an egg.
We're waiting for the scratch, scratch, scratch of that tiny little fellow. Waiting for the egg to hatch on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator. God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone,
but will it hatch an egg?
The Declaration will be a triumph, I tell you, a triumph. If I was ever sure of anything, I'm sure of that. A triumph. And if it isn't, we've still got 4 days left to think of something else.
The eagle's going to crack the shell of the egg that England laid. Yes, so we can tell, tell, tell on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
And just as Tom here has written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as Tom here has written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
Boom. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at Jolly Holidays. We're looking big throw to 2019, and we're doing all the major holidays. Well, after July 4th, there's not much except out here. You know, you hang out for 2 months, and you hang out on the East End, and you go to the beach, and you drink your margaritas, and you have a good time. And then in September, we come back to school or to work or whatever, and that, of course, is Labor Day. And there's never been a more interesting musical, in my opinion, to celebrate the American workforce than Working. That great sort of montage review from the late 1970s. Here's a song I love, Robin Lamont, from the original score to Working.
My father was a farmer, and I his only daughter. I took up with an old good mill working man from Massachusetts, who died from too much whiskey and leaves me these three faces to feed. New work ain't easy. Most often is a goddamn awful boring job, and I'm waiting for a daydream to take me through the morning, put me in my coffee break where I can have my sandwich and remember. And it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, and the rest of my life. My mind begins to wander to the days back on the farm, and I can see my father smiling at me, swinging on his arm, and I can hear my granddad's stories of the storms on all Mercury, vessels and cargoes, fortunes and sailors' lives were lost. 'cause my life has been wasted, and I have been a fool to let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. I get to ride home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. And may I work this mill just as long as I am able, and never meet the man whose name is on the label. It's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon gone, and the rest of my life.
Remember that Halloween when you were nine? You wore a fairy queen costume of your own design. Well, look at you now. And you put on rouge and lipstick, though it wasn't allowed. You were so proud. And Daddy said, "Wash your face, you look like a whore." That's what he said. No more. And so you went upstairs, washed your face, took off your dress, threw it away, got into bed as though it were the end of an ordinary day. And outside, the moon continued to shine. Remember that Halloween when you were nine? Well, damn you, Daddy. Look at your little girl now! And bitchy and manic. Calm and collected, no sign of panic. She's alive, she's alive, so alive. I'm wound up like a spring that's been tightened, dreamy and dizzy but not a bit frightened. I'm alive, I'm alive, so alive. Everybody loves the winner, but nobody worries how you got there once you're standing on the top. So I feel up and together and steady, eager, excited, so come on, I'm ready, ready for the climb. Baby, it's my time. You believe it? I'm alive.
Penny Fuller from Applause singing One Halloween. I don't think we've ever played that song on another Halloween show. We've always seemed to have left it out. But not today. So we go to the month of November, and there are lots of shows about presidents and mayors and governors, and even a few songs about Election Day. Love is sweeping the country. George and Ira Gershwin. But here's a song that actually puts Election Day in the lyrics. Of course, the name's LaGuardia. From the score to Fiorello.
My friends, come election day, put that pencil cross next to the name of Fiorello H. LaGuardia. L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A. Now here's another name. T-A-M-M-A-N-Y. What's that?
Tammany.
Wrong, the answer's tyranny. Tammany spells tyranny like R-A-T spells rat. there's a double N in Tammany and a double L in Gaul. Just like the double dealing, double crossing, double talking, double thy duplicity of Tammany Hall. You can change it all, or use the ballot box and cast your spell. Come next election day, the name's LaGuardia. L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A. Attenti.
Attenti.
Chi sta before your knee? A-D-D-A-N-T-E. Tammany. Che fesse bevo fa? Venite tutti quanti e canon fatte vengana.
Tammany. Bravo la guardia.
Ich bin LaGuardia.
I'm Miss LaGuardia.
Das ist la mit alle Gimmel, alle Preist, alle Judein, die vergesst das nicht. Ich sag so, ei, ich kamme nie, ist nicht, kosch ich hab das in Sinnen und herzig von See.
And people did, in fact, cast their votes that election day and made LaGuardia representative of their neighborhood. We often do a Memorial Day show here on Broadway to Main Street, where we celebrate the American musical's relation to our armed forces and the wonderful folks who serve in that. Now we're going to do it Veterans Day. Veterans Day comes to us through a musical called Call Me Mister, which was about sort of the deployment back in America of all the people who fought in World War II. And this is an amazing song by Harold Rome called The Red Ball Express, about the truck convoy line that supplied the Allies during an after D-Day run almost entirely by African Americans. So here's a tip of the hat to Veterans Day, courtesy of Lawrence Winters and the cast of Call Me Mister.
There are songs of infantry, of the Air Corps and the sea, of the Coast Guard and Marines in battle dress. We sing August 44 and the Normandy French shore, just the story of the old Red Ball Express. Driving truckloads night and day, 36 hours on the way, they supplied our hungry armies from the shore. Steam was hissing from their hoods when they showed up with the goods. But they turned around and went right back for more. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by. With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done. With the clashing of gears and the clanking of chains, and the storm ringing clear to the sky. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. To this very day, they say, when the night is dull and gray, Norman farmers hear a strange hullabaloo. And they peep outside and yell, French for shut my mouth, do tell. As a ghostly caravan comes bouncing through, it's the
Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by.
With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done.
To be done. With the clashing of gear and the clanking of chain and the song ringing clear to the sky.
It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by,
roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by.
Well, we just looked at Veterans Day. We're in the month of November. There are not too many Thanksgiving songs. I think the Puritans weren't really like a singing, dancing, musical comedy bunch. But here's a great song. It's got turkey in the title, so I'm putting it down there for Thanksgiving. Maybe more of a Christmas song. Tough. Promises, Promises, Bacharach and David. This is the version from The Ed Sullivan Show, and it knocks me out. Happy Thanksgiving.
Of accounts receivable. Miss Wong of Mimeograph. Miss Delahoy of Petty Cash.
Bye.
I would certainly give it up for them. That was the cast, Promises, Promises, on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I don't know, for me, the key changes and those trumpets start to shriek and I just go crazy. Well, thanks for joining us for our Jolly Holidays show. We tried to pick, the famous holidays in the calendar ahead and a different Broadway song from a different Broadway show for each one of them. Goes to show you what I always claim is the ongoing mission of this show, how pervasive and persistent the Broadway musical is and was in terms of, or was and is, maybe that's better, in terms of dealing and revealing our national identity. So it was great to be able to play all those songs. I hope you had a great 2018. Always excited in a way to say goodbye even to the fondest of years, being in anticipation of the year to come. We had a very good year here on this show, 2018. We had the publication of Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, by yours truly, Oxford University Press. I hope if you're interested in the show and you're interested in Broadway and you're interested in Broadway music, perhaps you'll pick that up. It's never too late. You can always buy it in 2019. 2019, we also have the Sammy Davis Jr. documentary I wrote and co-produced, Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me, on PBS, February 19th. Some of you may have seen that in some of the film festivals we had in 2018 out in the Hamptons or in West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. So a lot of Broadway stuff going on, transitioning into the new year. Well, I said we would do this show without doing any of Irving Berlin's holiday songs. And I kind of have to give way because Irving Berlin was the master and it was his idea. So, of course, we're going to play White Christmas from Holiday Inn, sung by Bing Crosby. Here are two things you may not have known, one of which was that Holiday Inn was not a Christmas movie. It was released in the early fall, in early September of 1942. And it was the original master was so popular and released so often that it actually wore itself out, and they had to bring Bing Crosby back into the studio to re-record it. So I'm not sure which version we're going to hear. It doesn't really matter. It's such a wonderful song. And I want to use that wonderful expression of the world and the holidays to thank you all for your ongoing interest in Broadway to Main Street. And we hope to see you back in 2019 for what will be our eighth year. And perhaps I think our 300th episode comes up soon. So at any rate, best to you and yours. And here is Bing Crosby to give us one final tip of the Santa hat to 2018. Thanks very much and happy holidays to everyone.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, like the ones I used to know,
Christmases be white.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.